This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Hope Day.
Hope Day.
Hope Day.
It's Veterans Day too, everyone. Don't forget
it is.
That.
Do not forget.
Thank
lots
you.
Of people in my family. I know lots of people in your family have mm-hmm. served. Bryn.
Michael John.
Nikki, is there anyone you want to...
My cousin Jeremy, sir, is serving as we speak, and my dad served.
Yeah. My dad, my grandmother, my grandfather, my aunt.
Your grandmother served, really?
Yeah, she was a nurse in World War II.
Rad.
I know. Crazy, right?
Uh-huh.
Nikki, anybody in your family serve?
My grandpa in the Korean War and then his brother in Vietnam.
Oh, boy. Vietnam. That was a tough one.
Yeah.
Came home all screwed up from that.
Yeah, he doesn't talk about it at all, so.
Oh, really? Just no. Never? Just nope?
Nope.
Yeah. What about you, Brittany?
Just some of my closest friends. You know, we're first generation American here, so.
Right.
There's not a... I'm sure some of my family was in the military in Vietnam.
But well, I was going to say,
yeah,
I mean,
I don't know
your family's from Vietnam. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Well, it is a day to thank the people who, you know, give us the freedom to yell about whatever the hell we want to.
I know.
You
know I totally was thinking, like, if there's a heaven and they get to look down over the ledge every now and then, I wonder if they're looking down going, I died for this?
Yeah.
You people are messing everything up.
Get your ass together, people down there. Jesus.
I have to believe. This is what I believe, though.
Jesus.
Let me just say this. I believe that we're just experiencing growing pains, and on the other side, we're going to be way better for it.
Oh, I hope so, man. That's a good way to look at it.
I have to look at it that way because I can't imagine how many people can't just not say something. It just makes no sense.
Yeah. Well, look, we're in the infancy of the era of saying something, you know?
Right.
Just, you know, no matter what it brings us, no matter how canceled we get, saying something seems to be the thing.
That's a trip.
It's what we
it's
need to learn.
It's such a trip.
Like mommy always used to say.
My wife put up a post after the election announcement about Kamala, like, you know, women, you know?
Yay.
This is a big moment, right?
Right.
And people actually stopped on her Instagram and had to write specific names of cases that they don't feel she handled correctly in Sam. Like, you just go, she's just stoked for our daughters that they get to see a vice president be a female. You don't need to, you don't, but
you don't.
They do.
No.
They actually
and the other
do,
thing is, you know, you're not going to agree with everything that anybody does and you're going to, you know, but can we not just agree that it's effing pretty cool that there's a woman who's going to be in the White House? I mean,
apparently not.
Right. So. All right.
Great. It's a trip. You know, I was really like, you have those moments where you just go. Now, if I say something, am I doing it too? Yeah, I think I am.
Yeah,
so
we're
I'm
all
just
doing
not.
It. That's the thing. We are all doing it. Mommy used to say, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all. It's just, that is the new golden rule. Like, just shh, 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 shh.
It's such an old golden rule, really.
We yeah, it's not new. So. It's the oldest.
Well, no, the golden rule is do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Right.
Oh.
This is I say that one. Get that one out of here. It's shh, 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 shh. That's the new golden rule. Just don't. Just don't. And before you, and if you must... Before you do, take a look around. Like, take the temperature, do a little research.
Right.
You know, let's try to be a little more considered in these actions that sort of can get you canceled. Twitter, nobody's friend.
Well, it's just a trip because actually when I do believe it, even some of the people that commented on that particular post, they clearly read the news and are smart enough and have, but they weren't smart enough to see it's just a female power thing, dude. What are you doing?
Right.
Like, I think you see that. You just don't want to. You need to spew. All right.
Well,
people need to spew.
We just need to have our thumbs cut off, I think. You know, maybe that'll be like the new penalty.
Crazy. Anyway, thank you, veterans.
Yes. How did we get here? Oh, right. Peering over the top and asking Jesus for his advice. What should I do, Jesus?
You should just
let it be. Oh, to Jesus. Sorry. I said Jesus, not to Jesus. Sorry to Jesus. Yeah. Anyway, look, you know, it's a crazy time to be alive, but we're alive, and that's the bottom line. Is, you know, you get this one life and you experience it, you make your mistakes and you do your good things and try to enjoy the people that you love, because in the end, that's, you know, you're not gonna be laying on your deathbed going, damn it, Kamala, in that one case. You're gonna be looking around at the people who love you, or the lack of them. They might not be anybody there. Where are all those people? Oh, I pissed
them all
off.
Well, you can always be grateful that you were alive during Tom Brady's reign as one of the best quarterbacks of all time. I mean, if you don't have anybody there, just say to yourself, for the love of Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Oh,
or,
God.
Or just, you know, now that he's a traitor.
Thankfully, I got to witness that show.
Whew. Oh, boy, you are not my friend.
We walked together. Mm. I mean, you know, timeline speaking, we were here at the same time.
Yeah.
No one walks next to that guy.
He's
untouchable. Yeah.
Right. Incredible.
You know, Sarah, for a while you were saying he was the GOAT. I mean, you were saying that for the longest
time. Yeah, that was you. I'm just coming around.
We were trying to say Montana.
Then I watched him on Sunday and I don't know.
You know, it's so
maybe
funny.
Maybe Drew Brees is the GOAT.
I'm gonna
I can't believe I just said that.
I know, I can't either. I ordered this Tampa Bay Buccaneers hat to be to be hysterical.
Of course you did. Yes, hilarious.
And it came late. So, and thankfully, because I would have worn it all day Monday or Friday. And
oh,
then,
you'll have
and
chances, Vin.
He just, you know, crapped the bed, as we all know, like didn't even show up that day. So it would have been really, you know, bad on me to, but then I thought, you know what I'll do? She's got a birthday coming up. I'm sure she'd love a Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I'm telling you this now because I've thought better of it and I realize that's...
Yeah. Well, thank you for thinking.
The postage is way too expensive. It's not worth it.
Pause and think. You know, as I burn the baby blankets I'm making for your girls. Well, I'm sorry they have to suffer for the sins of the father. But...
Anyway, I won't. I'm not.
No, whatever.
I don't know what I'm going to do with
it. It's all fine. I can care less about football, especially now that Tom Brady's a traitor.
And me too? Is that my traitor too?
Oh, God.
Yes, Gronk, you are.
Anyway, why don't you tell us what happened with Mosley yesterday? Was that a lot of fun or what?
Yeah, it's a good time. He's he's easy and fun and just, he's a ding-dong too. So we had a good time yesterday. It's a long day, doing a podcast after, you know, you wouldn't think it because really all it is talking, but it's, it's a long day, and Bryn has the brunt of the work because he's got to edit that thing and put it up on the platform.
He's so lucky.
He is.
I know.
He's
I am very privileged. Thank you for all the opportunities.
And then there's me writing him an email last night. Hey, about that equipment. I'm trying to plan my schedule. I swear to you, Bryn, I totally know that you are overworked, and I knew when I wrote that, like, he's just going to shake his head at it.
No, but it's part of the job. I
know. I just had to ask because I'm trying to plan something. So
totally get it.
Yeah,
I should have an answer for you soon.
I can't even imagine can you turn the camera around so everyone can see the gig rig? Are you recording this? You're not even recording.
Who, me?
Yeah, I was thinking because I remember you rolling that thing out, and I was like, "That's enormous."
You know what's funny is I've actually been really worried about it. It's a giant piece of equipment and. There's little fingers everywhere. And then when we got evacuate. Like our house is alarmed, but
right.
We were like, for example, we lost power. One of the, you know, there's just yeah. been a, it's, I've been concerned. I really don't want to lose the company trust, so to speak.
Yes.
If you know what I mean.
Well, I'm sure no one would blame you if your house was looted while you were evacuated. Although well, I will say,
I understand.
A lot of thieves would go, that looks way too complicated. I don't even know how to get that unattached from her.
Or forget. It looks expensive, actually. You know,
oh,
maybe it's
yeah, a... I suppose. All those. They'd be like, I don't even know what these are, though. So, you know, I'll just pull the TV off the wall. That's expensive, too. And, you know, I know what I can do with that. Comrex yeah. unit? I don't know. Who wants that?
It's a little black box.
Yeah, I don't know. Someone might know, though.
Yeah,
anyway,
I
that's neither, whatever. It's yeah. Hopefully we'll get that changed out soon. But
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, look, everything takes time, doesn't it? You know, people are like, yep, yes, you can have that. The answer is yes. And all then right. you feel like an a-hole when a couple weeks later you're like, so, remember that thing you said I could have?
Right, I forgot to ask. What's that timeline look like?
Yeah. What are we talking anyway. Timeline was? Ah, timeline. You get it and get it, buddy. So, yeah.
What the, now? What? Yeah. Huh?
The,
what did you ask?
The Johnny Mosley pod is fun. That's and then, other than that, I didn't do much. You know what I made for lunch yesterday?
Oh, no.
Lunch? I've been trying to get everyone in the family to go with lunch as the big meal of the day. Because I'm starving, you know, after the show, I'm like hungry and I feel like, why don't I make that my main meal and then at dinner, eat something kind of light. And I mission accomplished yesterday because, man, you can't really eat much after a hot pastrami with provolone sandwich on a big fat roll. What?
Oh,
oh my God. So good.
Did like, you I've make been it on a, or Riley?
I made it.
Oh.
Well, I made as in I fried up the pastrami that came from the deli and then put cheese on it. It wasn't like
you fry it up?
Sure, yeah. Put it right in a pan.
Gotta have hot pastrami.
Gotta have hot pastrami so the cheese melts all into it. Oh, little yellow mustard.
You know what's trippy? I've said this to you before about a couple different sandwiches, but that pastrami that you get from that New York deli, the famous the Carnegie's or whatever is it called?
Yeah.
It's like an 8-inch thick mound of meat.
Too much meat.
It's
yeah.
so gross, dude. Yeah. I mean, nothing against your pastrami sandwich. I do like one, but you know,
I'm
how about
you,
a
though.
Piece or two?
I don't like the thick meat. A lot of people are pissed if they only get a couple pieces of meat. That's all I really want.
Yeah,
like
it's
I go
so
even
gross.
Michael's Sourdough, which is arguably the best sandwich place on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Like. Thank you, Michael's shame. Even them, I'm like, I pull half the turkey off. And turkey's so benign, you know?
Yeah.
I pull off half the turkey. I'm like, I don't want 2 inches of meat. I just don't. Thank you. So generous. Can I pay a dollar less and you guys keep some of the turkey? I don't want it all. So yeah, for the for pastrami.
2 inches of meat, too much, as you said by Sarah.
Yeah.
Got it.
It is two inches is too much, guys.
You're a nice
lady. You know what's nice? Half an inch. And actually, even
nice.
Half an inch, kind of too much.
Really?
If I'm making my own turkey sandwich at home, and I know we're talking about different things here, but I'm going to keep going with the sandwiches.
What are you talking about?
No, I agree with you, Sarah. When I make sandwiches at home, I don't pack on the meat.
No.
No.
I put one piece of turkey on. One piece.
With
yeah.
1 inch too, huh, Nicole?
Yeah.
1 inch piece of meat.
No, 1/8 of an inch. One piece of turkey.
Yeah, one piece. And then sometimes I'm like, maybe I put like a half a piece. But
yeah,
I don't.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't like it. It's just too much.
Yeah, I don't want big mouthfuls of meat.
Nope.
I just do not want that.
There's no fun in that.
No, zero fun.
Those are great.
Yeah. No to the giant slabs of meat.
Oh, God. There's a guy in Panola right now with tears in his eyes. I'm back.
Too bad we're not talking about you, huh? We're actually talking about sandwiches.
I've got your half inches.
And there's nothing
right
worse
here.
Than like a big thick ham sandwich.
Oy. Oh,
get the ham. Worse. I actually like a ham and Swiss with some pickles, lettuce, tomato. But I just want a little skinny piece of ham.
But then
I
hate when you go order a sandwich and you say like light on the meat and then they pack on like the tomatoes and lettuce. It's like, okay, like trying to compensate for.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a certain thickness. I'll take a thin sandwich. It's, mm-hmm. you know. I actually don't mind if they pack on the tomatoes and lettuce. In fact, honestly, if I have a nice tomato at the house, I slather mayo on the toast and then just big thick slabs of tomato and then salt and pepper.
You know, I like tomatoes. Obviously, I'm Italian, tomato sauce, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? I'd say 9 out of 10 tomatoes are disgusting and
Agreed.
Ruined.
Yeah, well, they've got that like grainy crystalline thing
garbage,
and such.
Yuck.
But in the summer, when you get the big heirloom tomatoes and the you just like, I'll salt that and eat it like it's an apple.
I always put it on the produce guy when they're, or lady, whoever's there. Can you pick me a tomato? For once, I'd like to get home and cut into it and actually have it look like a tomato and not some, I don't know.
We just mass produce too much stuff, you know, and I think they chill it. You know, when you put a tomato in the fridge and it I think that hastens the process of turning into like a
crystallized. It or something.
Yeah, something. Ugh. I don't know. I think they keep it too chilled or something. But man, I think the best tomatoes I can ever remember are just the ones that you grow in your garden at home. You pull the bugs off them, give them a rinse, and slice into them, and they taste like heaven.
Ugh.
Just so good. You know,
it just didn't sound good.
Well, I guess because of the bugs. But, you know, because you're not putting pesticides in your home garden, you're not putting pesticides on that.
What are you talking about? I drink DEET.
Oh,
sorry. What is that stuff called?
DDT.
That stuff.
Yeah, that stuff's been outlawed for a while.
Sorry, getting my...
Makes your eggs thin.
My references screwed up. Yeah. Makes but your eggs what?
Wasn't it thinning out, like... Seabirds' eggs or something. They decided that we couldn't use DEET anymore
DDT. Right.
DEET still available, widely available,
right.
Everybody.
That's
keeps those skeeters
entirely
off you.
Different. Yeah. Mosquito repellent. Anyway.
Still, you were in the family of bug deterrents. So,
right.
You know, there's that. Well,
so,
anyway.
Was that fun yesterday, do you think, with Cindy Santana or.
Well,
or what?
I do think, yes, mm-hmm. That was fun. I love her.
Yeah, I thought about her a lot.
Me too. And you know why we thought about her so much? We haven't done any, other than Scott Budman, who I think is on today too.
Mm-hmm.
Who I don't even consider an interview because he's part of your ANN. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, like, he's a reporter for our news station.
Right, total regular on the show. Like there's there's nothing, you don't study up for Scott's appearance on the show. He's going to tell you what he's there
right.
for. It had just been a really long time since we'd done an actual interview. And I thought, there's a layer of difficulty on it because I'm watching to see if you're leaning into your mic, if you've got a question or if I got to do the next question. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because we're not right there together and it's just, you know, it's like, I always say I hate phoners because it's hard to make a connection with somebody who's not in front of you. So, I thought she was great. And even though we had technical difficulties and a complete lack of contact in the middle of that whole thing, she had to call back in, which is, you know, I was like, oh my God, modern days. This is the way it is. I thought it was great. And she seemed happy to be here. So that's always a nice thing. You know, we're not like,
word is she likes us. So that's nice to hear.
We like her right back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's
good.
Excellent. So that was fun. And yes, Scott is on today. I believe he's going to tell us about the latest Apple announcement and maybe even have some other insight to news events going on around the world. So
didn't he tell us he's a political science major?
He
did.
Funny. He's a tech reporter who's a political science major. I wonder if he'll have, you know, let's ask him for his thoughts on what the hell's going on these days.
Well, you know what's trippy?
Help
and I'll
us,
tell
Scott.
I'll tell you this in the news, but it's extremely trippy that right now, on one hand, you've got one side of the you know, the current president saying, my budget that's set for, you know, next year goes in. Like we're not done. We're here. You put my budget in. Meanwhile, you've got people booking hotels to go for the inauguration in January. Because they want to be there for you know, Biden and see him come in to office. It's just a trip to see two realities taking place simultaneously. So I would
one
like
a little
to see,
more real than the other, but it's
yeah,
you know,
but nonetheless, still very much just completely opposite plans.
It is an absolutely It's a mystery. Time to be an American. Right,
so maybe
now.
Scott Budman can unravel it for us. But yeah, otherwise, you just sort of sit there staring at your screen going, what am I reading?
Well, I
what?
Feel like at this point, it's out of my hands and I'm going to worry about it as little as I mean, you know, I will say last week, because all I did was watch cable news last week. That is it. Like I sat there and even when I would like get up, I would pause it so I could, you know, see if anything had happened during the time I was like, cable news, really? They're going to recap any second.
Right.
Pause that. I find myself continuing to watch it. Like mm-hmm. they've got me like they're, you know, I'm like, oh, I got to find out they're teasing that. I got to find out about that.
Because there's no resolve. It just, I know. It just keeps on going.
But then yesterday, as I was walking and I'm kind of trying to clear my head and I'm thinking to myself, there is nothing you can do to
hold
affect.
On a second. Do you mean walking from like the couch to the fridge, or you left the house?
Yes, walking from the couch to the fridge, Finn. That was what,
she has
you
a
know.
Big backyard.
I got to sure. I walked across the backyard. I had to feed my fish, and that takes an hour. So, anyways, I was, you know, just clearing my head and thinking, there's. You've got to just get pull off the cable news, which I did do.
Good job.
Sort of. I mean, I did check it, but only because I felt like I had to. But it was actually a good feeling. Like I just thought, it's good to be alive. It's a beautiful day. I have great friends, an incredible family. Whether or not you can see them all or not, and everyone is allowed to have their differences of opinions, and nothing that I can do is going to change what's going to happen. That train has left the station, and we'll see if it makes it or crashes, whatever. Yeah. So I tried to lighten my load slightly yesterday, because honestly, I feel like we all take on our own loads. No one's telling us to do it. We're doing it on our own.
Right.
We don't have to.
The thing that's trippy is that it's obviously some people like this and mm-hmm. live for it, and they're into it, and that's fine. And if you're able to sort of keep all of that right-sized and balanced
yeah.
in your day, then that's great. Good for
yeah.
you.
But I'm not always good at that. So I like what you just said, right? Keep it right-sized. Have your
I
concerns,
do think but... that this has grown out of proportion in most people's lives. Like, you did your vote.
The end.
Now, right. That, like, honestly, you need to... I know that you're not a prayer guy, and probably most people aren't. Look up the Serenity Prayer, though. It'll really give you an important piece of like, you do what you can.
Yes.
And you need to know the difference between...
change the things I can.
Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Yeah. It's a great prayer.
Ta-da!
And it's not... And honestly, that's, you know, whether you are a believer or not, that's useful.
Yes, that's my point always when it comes to religion, is that there is some usefulness there, and that's no doubt. Just like, honestly, keep things right-sized, people.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much.
And on that note, a couple minutes late, but well worth the extra moments. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Hope day! We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.